This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A growing number of landlords in Denver are considering converting old office buildings into apartments. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest example.
A Denver architect filed preliminary plans with the city to turn two downtown office buildings into residences. The designs add up to about 350 apartment units. Denver city officials are encouraging building owners to turn vacant office space into apartments. There's a lot of empty space these days as more companies embrace remote work. In the Central Business District, just 10% of commercial space is residential. Denver city planners say that could go as high as 40% over the next decade. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
About 400 students who want to study behavioral health in Colorado will get tuition grants. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Colorado Department of Higher Education approved $5 million in grants to five universities. The money will provide scholarships to low-income and rural Colorado students who are enrolled in degree and certificate programs like counseling and addiction studies. The law creating the grants uses $9 million from federal COVID relief funds to encourage students to pursue behavioral health degrees. The program will last 4 years. Officials say the post-pandemic demand for mental health services is high. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's national parks brought in record revenue last year. The National Park Service says visitors spent $560 million in 2021. Park visitors spent the most on lodging, restaurants, and gas. A tubing accident in Clear Creek Canyon Tuesday sent two people to the hospital. Rescue crews found a woman hanging onto a rock and a man floating unconscious in the water. A woman died tubing in the same part of Clear Creek Canyon over the weekend. The Pac-12 College Athletic Conference is pushing up negotiations for its next TV deal following the decision by UCLA and Southern California to leave the conference for the Big Ten. The conference's current media deal, which includes the University of Colorado, expires in 2024. I'm Mike Lamp, and this is CPR News.